Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Get it? The Burt Show.
All right, I got to make a decision here on this letter thing. And I think I just had an epiphany, actually, about 3 minutes ago.
Really?
Let me just give you some...
Was it here in Baby, Justin Bieber?
Yeah.
That always gets my creative juices flowing. That song is like a muse for me. Where do I even begin to start to define my relationship with my parents? I don't even know where to start. All I know is that I'm still dealing with parent issues in my adulthood, and it angers me. Where do I even start, y'all?
You're a divorce trophy, not to generalize, but I mean in an extreme way. Like, I think they both really made it tough for you growing up.
If we're going to go back that far, then yeah, then the base story is my dad takes off after divorce, goes out to California. I stay with mom.
In New York.
In New York, right. Then I start visiting dad in summer times. And while I was visiting my dad, I'm probably 7 years old at the time, 6 years old. My dad just starts to fill my head with all sorts of crap about my mom. She don't really love you. Every day you should go back to go visit when you're with your mom. Make it like real pain in the butt so she'll send you out to California. So I did that. You know, like as a 7 year old or whatever, you're listening to your dad, you know? So I go back home and I just make my mom's life hell. You know, as far as a seven-year-old can. And she, the plan works out perfectly for me and my dad, I guess. And she ends up giving me up, and I go out to California to live with my dad. And once I get out there, my dad continues to fill my head up with all sorts of crap about my mom. So she reaches out when I'm 7 or 8 years old, and I cut her off. 10 years we don't speak to each other.
God, that's crazy.
I know,
right?
Seven to 17. Wow. 10 years we don't talk. And my dad really was sort of the evil architect behind the whole thing. And that's where, if we were going to pinpoint it, Melissa, that's probably where it all starts, back in childhood, right? So fast forward, in high school, I reconnect with my mom. I start to build a history about what exactly happened, and then I hold it against my dad. So things have never really been great about with my dad, too, who sort of, he's a bad dude. My dad's a real bad dude. Cheated on my mom, did a lot of drugs, just a real controlling guy. So wasn't ever supportive in anything I did. So I didn't grow up in a nurturing family at all. As far as my mom goes, now she's a family therapist. Every time I say it, I'm going to laugh at myself.
That's awesome.
Isn't that funny? She's like, well, like we've said before, there has to be the best. Yeah. There has to be the worst in every profession. My mom has given up 3 children at one point or another, and none of them talk to her. To say that she's not nurturing would be a crazy understatement. The way that she's treated the children pretty much are more like a pain in the ass than anything else. Just like, I had you, now go do your own thing. So that is sort of the attitude my entire life. So now let's fast forward to a couple of months ago. I can't even remember what the last thing was that made her decide that she didn't want to talk to me this last time.
She's always been a little bit awkward with your kids, right?
Yeah, she's just a woman that wants to be a grandmother but doesn't have the skills to be a grandmother. So she'll sit around the house and not hang out with the kids or anything like that. But she wants to be invited to the party, but she doesn't want to go. Does that make any sense? So, how did we get to the letter part of the whole thing? Because she said that she couldn't.
Something was going on between
she and I.
What you explained once before is that she couldn't deal with something right now. Like, you were like, hey, we got to talk about something. And she said, I can't do it right now.
Wasn't via email? Wasn't the last argument via email? And then, I can't remember.
You got mad at her when she distributed that 2 Girls, 1 Cup video.
Pro.
Really?
No, that was actually something that made Burt proud.
But this was my epiphany, is that if I can't even remember what this last fight was about, then why the hell am I even holding on to it?
Well, but I think it's just the pattern. I mean,
it's
the pattern of your family, of the, you try to reconcile, then something happens and you cut each other off. and then you try to reconcile. But I think, again, just as it was when you were a kid, as an adult, the weight of it is on you to try to initiate the reconciliation with your mother and your father and trying to make it right simply because they're your parents. You know?
Always. Like, I always feel like I'm the one that's trying to bring it together. And every single time, I'm let down by my mom and my dad every single time.
But you say it's that gravitational pull that doesn't allow you to completely cut it off and let go. And some in your family have, though, right? Don't you have...
Yeah.
Half brothers that have completely cut your mom out.
Completely cut her off. Mm-hmm. Don't talk to her at all. And they've advised me, look, that I'm taking the hard road here. The easy road is they literally have compartmentalized their life to where they don't think about her every day. No contact doesn't
Gone.
Bother them. They're like she's like a foreign person to them.
Mm-hmm. And so I think you've done that somewhat in that you've become really close with your wife's family and they're yes. more like your parents than your parents are.
Totally.
Right?
Totally, totally. Very close to my father-in-law and my mother-in-law. Mm-hmm. And let me just add one thing to this before we get to the most pressing problem is that I have always felt up until this point that I didn't want to be the cutoff guy, that I've seen my parents do it mm-hmm. my entire life. So I thought, okay, I'm going to be the guy that changes this whole thing. So when my mom and my dad were treating me crappy all these years, I was always the one to say, hey, I don't want this to be a cutoff, so let's just continue whatever we have together. Well, it did. It got so bad a couple of months ago that the last time when she said she couldn't take whatever stress we were going through together was my last straw. I'm like, that's mm-hmm. it. Go ahead. So she sends me an email and says, okay, she's ready to talk. I'm okay now. And that's when I shot her one back and I said, you know what? This time things are different. I'm not ready here. So that's where we are.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Sends me this letter in the mail. And it gets there at the end of April, beginning of May, and I didn't want to open it. I didn't want to deal with it, man, because right. I know the pattern with my mom is she's going to say something that's really, really hurtful.
Mm-hmm.
And I just didn't want to deal with the crap. I had my wife's birthday. I had our anniversary. I had one of my children's birthday also. Mother's Day in May. Jen suggested to me, just don't deal with it this month. Deal with it in June.
Celebrate the family you've created and enjoy that time mm-hmm. and deal with this part of your family you can't control. Deal with that later.
I love that idea because it gave me 30 days to cop out.
Stall.
and then Jen reminded you that the year 2010 is just a busy year. There's Christmas.
Yep.
There's Labor Day, Memorial
yeah.
Day.
World Cup is on Saturday.
Yeah.
World Cup, you're joyful about soccer.
Sure.
Labor Day.
Don't let her be the black cloud.
Yeah, there's a big UFC fight yeah. coming up in a couple of
Halloween.
Weeks. Who can miss that? I'm consumed with other things. So there the letter sits right now. And I decided like over the next a couple of days ago, I decided I got to handle this thing.
Mm-hmm.
But then I thought, you know, why? Like if it was really that important and I'm trying to make the statement that I'm not doing this anymore, then why wouldn't she just pick up the phone? If she has something to say to me, why can't she just pick up the phone? Or is that just stubborn?
Or she might be nervous to call you. I mean,
have you decided?
She is a family therapist. So you can't say she doesn't know how to deal with conflict.
Maybe you need to pay her $170 an hour to be your mom.
The thought that comes to mind, though, is we always talk about relationships here on The Burt Show, and we're always talking about how there are certain people that present you the way they are, and you can constantly try to change them. In particular, we talk about how guys are a certain way, and women try to change them, and a guy shows you how he is, and a woman thinks it's going to get better, but mm-hmm. no, he is who he is right in front of you at this moment. And the same, I think, you probably mentally, unfortunately, you've gotten in that habit with your parents. You know what? This time it'll be different. And the thing is, they're the same people they've always been. Mm-hmm. And so, like with this letter, I could see where you're saying, why am I going to be a part of this dance again?
And I've seen the emails and I've seen the Facebook messages and all that, the ones that say take the higher road and you can't change your parents, accept them for who they are, which I could do if she wasn't doing hurtful things.
What do you think the letter's going to say?
I have zero idea.
I think it's probably just going to be some coupons for laundry detergent at Costco. Clipped him out. She said, you know what? They've got kids. They've got a lot going on. I'm going to save my dollar.
Brain stamp.
Here's my wife, Stacy, to fill in the blanks that I couldn't fill in. Hey, honey.
Hi.
Because, you know, when you go through something like this, your spouse, I think, goes through it worse
Absolutely.
Than you do. Because it's your own
sure.
family, right?
Yes. Way more defensive for you.
Hey, honey, I don't have all that much time, but fill in the blanks for me. I can't even remember how we got to this place.
Right. I just wanted to give you that real quick. I'm not going to say my opinions or anything. But remember, you started doing all this really great therapy work last year,
mm-hmm.
and she was supposed to come for for a therapy session with you here in Atlanta.
That's right.
And she just didn't bother to show up.
She stood me up.
Mm, at a therapy session when she's a therapist.
Yes. This is what I'm talking about. Yeah. Dude, I'm laughing at it on the outside, but I'm starting to get sad talking about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, mm-hmm. This is the pattern, Melissa, that you were talking about with Bert, is that mm-hmm. it's so painful what they do to him that he blocks it out.
What, survival, right?
That was not a joke. Like, he really did not remember that she didn't show up for that.
I totally forgot.
I have to remind him of these things, and he forgets.
That's a survival tactic, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Totally. Totally.
Wow.
But he's been doing this since I've known him with them.
Yeah,
so it's awful.
It was supposed to be this big old powwow. We were just supposed to clear the air and let's just move on with our relationship. And she stood me up and then was sort of callous about it, too. Mm-hmm. So that was the breaking point for me.
Right.
That's right. Thank you, baby.
You're welcome.
Okay, I'll talk to you later.
Okay, bye.
All right,
I have to give Stacey credit because you know what? How much strength it took for her not to give her opinion just then?
Yeah.
To hold back.
She's giving her opinion right now to Hollis in the car seat in the back. Hollis is just trying to watch his Dora DVD, and he's like, turn that off. We got to talk about grandma for a minute.
Mother-in-law, my ass.
Hollis is my 3-year-old. All right, so we'll get to the letter here in just 1 second, then we'll wrap it up. Hey, Kelly, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Hey, how are you?
Okay, how are you?
Good. I'm so thankful, not to be mean or anything, that there's somebody else that's going through exactly what I'm going through.
Really?
And the negativity that you must get from this, it's not worth it.
Well, I'll tell you what really angers me more than anything else. I just don't feel like I should be dealing with these issues at my age. It just seems like such a waste of time that it should be resolved already. But I don't think your mommy and your daddy issues ever go away, y'all.
And when we talked to Megan, our Burt Show listener, who's trying to resolve the issues with her father and her half-sister, like, so that's one of the things that keeps going through my mind, is like, no, it's not going to be a simple knock on the door and it be resolved. She's dealing with him for the rest of her life,
right.
And it just reiterates the importance of being a parent and just showing your kids love. And that's it. I mean, the rest of it, is important. But the most important thing is make your kid feel wanted and not make them a victim.
I've said this time and time again on the show that here's what you got to realize now, or what I realize now as a parent, is that once you have children, you're not only changing your relationship with your children, but you're forming their attitude about family and everything else. And not only them, but every child that comes on the family tree after them is shaped by what you do with your kids.
Now, people make such a big deal about influencing children.
Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
It's a huge responsibility. Like,
they'll figure it out when they grow up. That's why children
give them a litter box and
they'll
be fine.
Yeah.
I think that you take seriously that whole thing about breaking the patterns.
I have
because
tried,
because if you
yes.
cut them off, then guess what? You are becoming your parents.
So
and
I've
that's
always
the thing you've wanted to avoid the whole time.
I think you
should. I've always tried to establish with my parents, too, that if things are crappy between us, you can still have a relationship with your grandkids.
Mm-hmm. You could get that letter, open it up, not read it, cross out your name and your mom's name, and make it from you to your son, Hayden, because he can read, right? He's old enough to read, and just give it to him.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
But
I'm so glad you don't have kids.
But then you're bridging the gap.
You and Jessica decided not to.
I didn't. You're bridging the gap between.
She's heard you on the show.
I support her decision.
Between grandma and Hayden.
So the bottom line here is what I've decided today. I'm just opening it today. I know
you
a lot of you guys.
Open it.
A lot of you guys have.
On the air.
Yes.
A lot of you guys. I can't. A lot of you guys have said, have Stacey read it. I can't do that because if there's something in there that can be such a total deal breaker between Stacey and my mom that I'd rather deal with it myself first and then just pick and choose the parts that I share with my wife.
Yeah.
So I'm going to open it today. I'm going to read it. I'm going to start dealing with it one way or the other.
Good luck.
I thought, you know what, maybe I should just torch this thing also because if it was really that important, she'd call, but screw it. I'm just going to go for it.
Don't play with fire.
Thanks, Jeff. Where's wisdom? Did you just open that fortune cookie?
No. I would just rip it up a lot.
You're on The Burt Show.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.